Peter. And Kenny's called also to rescue everybody from having to listen to me carry on. Hi, Peter. What's on your mind, sir?
Dr. Wright, how you doing? This is Peter Volchev. Pretty much saved my dad's life about 20 years ago. He had toxic poisoning in a factory. But I've got your book on the trophoblast theory of cancer. I'm really excited about it. I've read it a number of times, but apparently it's not an accepted theory. What's your opinion on that theory?
It's right on, ma'am. And by the way, that book, I'm pretty sure, was written by Nicholas Gonzalez, who's no longer with us. I didn't write that book. But that was proven as far back as, I am not kidding you, the first decade of the last century, not this century, by a brilliant doc over in the UK by the name of Beard. You probably read about that in the book. His last name was Beard, John Beard. And what he found, that cancers invade tissues just like placentas invade the uterus. And modern science in the first decade of this century, proof that that is exactly correct. So how come we don't all die of being pregnant if we're ladies? Because what Dr. Beard found is that when the fetal pancreas, not the mommy's pancreas, but the fetal pancreas starts making pancreatic digestive enzymes, and I'm sure you read this in the book, sir, but thank you for the opportunity to get this word out to everybody. When the fetal pancreas starts making digestive enzymes, why, the invasion of the placenta stops. It just stays there and does its job, but it doesn't invade any further. And you probably know from that book also that very occasionally it doesn't stop, and that is actually turns into a cancer called choriocarcinoma. So what Dr. Beard did, though, he was brilliant. Dr. Beard just got a bunch of pancreatic enzymes, put it in an IV, gave them to people who had cancer, and what do you know? The cancers went away. That was 1914. And he cured several people of cancer just by putting pancreatic enzymes into an IV. So why aren't we doing that today? We're always hearing about the latest cancer cure that's patentable, that costs us $100,000 or more a year. Why aren't we just putting pancreatic enzymes into a vial, and like Dr. Beard did, and curing cancer? Well, let's see. The last doctor to do that here in the United States was in Dayton, Ohio. And in 1957, he got a threatening letter from guess who? Yep, those people at FDA telling him he better shut it down or they were going to come get him. I'm not kidding. So that's the last time it's been used in the United States. We are not in a medically free country. Time for me to shut up.
Well, Dr. Gonzalez and I think Mary Eads, they were working together. Didn't they develop, they were working on developing an enzyme? They weren't able to apply it, or?
No, ma'am. No, sir. They didn't have to develop it. It's just bioidentical to human pancreatic enzymes, which you can get in every natural food store. But what they did, they couldn't do it by IV. FDA would have come after them. So what did they do? They had people swallow giant quantities in between meals so some of those enzymes would be absorbed and not be used to digest lunch. And in fact, Dr. Gonzalez helped a lot of people to cure their cancers with that. But it was really tedious. People were taking 70 or 80 digestive enzyme tablets a day when they could have had just one IV. But of course, FDA wouldn't allow that.
So you have a bioidentical pancreatic enzymes IV at your clinic?
No, sir. FDA would come get us, too.
Oh, you can't. That's right. You said you can't. Yeah. So does it work, then, to take the pill? So if I found some bioidentical enzymes at the health food store, I would have to take too many, is what you're saying.
Well, there would be a bunch. I know personally someone who did that, and she said she counted up to 80 of those pills a day.
Okay.
And not only that, there was a certain diet protocol that went with it. Now, Dr. Gonzalez is no longer with us, but his office is still back in New York State, and there is another doctor working there. So you could find, if you put in Gonzalez cancer treatment into your search engine on a computer, you could find them if you wanted to.
Okay, and why is it that, so I tried calling Leading Edge Medicine, and I think, and they completely disagreed, and I couldn't get them to give a rational explanation. I'm really excited about the theory. It makes so much, like you are, you sound excited. I'm equally excited. It sounds great to me. Here's the cure of cancer. It's not the standard cancer theory of mutation. You know, it actually makes sense. And so, why aren't the other naturopath people, why aren't they more involved in it? I know you are, but I mean...
Well, they would if they could be, sir. It's just that any treatment in our non-free medically country must be, quote, approved, unquote, by a certain government agency. It's just like we had King George III back there. They have to approve or not. And even if it's harmless and we volunteer to do it willingly and so forth, we can't do it because they haven't approved it. And if you go to the Tufts University Center for Drug Development online, you'll find that in 2014, which is the last time they reported, it cost $2.6 billion. Did I say million? No, I didn't. I said billion for approval. And so this is a financial thing, sir. This isn't a healthcare thing.
Right.
Finances come first and healthcare comes second.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that you I couldn't find anybody that would actually agree with the theory. I thought I was all alone in the world.
No, sir. The theory was thoroughly proven by Dr. Beard, and it was re-proven, as I said, in the first decade of this century, that that's exactly how a cancer invades, by the same cellular mechanism as the placenta invades, except the placenta has an off switch.
Thank you.